Blackstone Audio presents The Vagabond Virgins by Ken Coolkin. This one is for Zoe Ada Fox Coolkin. Thanks to Pam Fox, Jean Reel, and Dave Knopp for help and encouragement. To Barbara Peters for excellence in editing and for creating a place where the Hickeys can live. To Father Dean McFalls for inspiration. To Steve, Bev, Sam, and Alvaro Havens, and to a shoeshine boy from Mazatlan, wherever you are. Chapter 1. Alvaro Hickey liked old movies and books about tough guys from the 30s and 40s, Pops era. They were one reason he brought his work from the penthouse suite of his employers to the fourth floor office on Broadway, with its weathered paint, coffee stains, and boxes of his brother's manuscripts stacked against a wall. In that dreary room he could break from his desk work and imagine scenes like the long-legged blonde standing in the doorway, or like the phone call he would get today. The placard on the door read Hickey and Sons Investigations. The white paint on the plaster walls had yellowed long ago. The wooden floor creaked. Venetian blinds shaded the small window that overlooked Broadway and the city bus turnaround in Horton Plaza, a favorite hangout for the folks Alvaro grew up calling bums and winos. But this was 1979, and such names had gone out of fashion, like the term wetback, which Alvaro remembered too well. The only light came from a lamp on the ancient desk. Photos on the walls were of old Tijuana's Agua Caliente Casino, Lane Field, where the Pacific...